Sis Becky's Pickaninny by Charles W. Chestnut. Narrated by Mark Bowen. We had not lived in North Carolina very long before I was able to note a marked improvement in my wife's health. The ozone-laden air of the surrounding piney woods, the mild and equable climate, the peaceful leisure of country life, had brought about in hopeful measure the cure we had anticipated. Toward the end of our second year, however, her ailment took an unexpected turn for the worse. She became the victim of a settled melancholy, attended with vague forebodings of impending misfortune. "You must keep up her spirits," said our physician, the best in the neighboring town. "This melancholy lowers her tone too much, tends to lessen her strength, and if it continues too long, may be fraught with grave consequences." I tried various expedients to cheer her up. I read novels to her. I had the hands on the place come up in the evening and serenade her with plantation songs. Friends came in sometimes and talked, and frequent letters from the North kept her in touch with her former home. But nothing seemed to rouse her from the depression into which she had fallen. One pleasant afternoon in spring, I placed an armchair in a shaded portion of the front piazza, and filling it with pillows, led my wife out of the house and seated her where she would have the pleasantest view of a somewhat monotonous scenery. She was scarcely placed when old Julius came through the yard, and taking off his tattered straw hat, inquired, somewhat anxiously, "How is you feelin' this afternoon, ma'am?" "She is not very cheerful, Julius," I said. My wife was apparently without energy enough to speak for herself. The old man did not seem inclined to go away, so I asked him to sit down. I had noticed as he came up that he held some small object in his hand. When he had taken his seat on the top step, he kept fingering this object. What it was, I could not quite make out. "What is that you have there, Julius?" I asked with mild curiosity. "This is my rabbit foot, sir." This was at a time...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?